Yes, sir.
Back in the building.
What's good? What's good, man? What's today? 7th, October 7th, 2021. Thursday. Start of NFL week 5. I'm one half of the Man and Man pod. Darius Butler. Got my co-host Antoine Bethea.
Yo, yo, what it do, baby?
And we back, man. We back in the building. Let's see who in here. Okay, I got to get up in here, man. I get up in here. Man, how your week been going, man?
Been going good, man. Been down here in VA for a couple of days, but been going good. Going real good.
Okay, okay. Handling some business out there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Little nephew got a B-day today. Shout out the nephew.
It's heckin' dusty, man. Damn. Hey, shout out, Neff. Happy birthday, Neff. Yeah, man. Been chilling. Week been going good. Smooth, you know, handling some business. We got some an exciting announcement today.
Yeah.
For the people that we're gonna get into a little later. Mm-hmm. Got a couple mailbag questions. Y'all make sure. Hold on, let me throw that mailbag up real quick, man. Cause y'all be forgetting. Y'all be forgetting unless y'all just don't rock with us like that. But db22ab41@gmail.com. For your mailbag questions, video, or text. And, you know, we answer them. You know, a lot of fan engagement here. But what you want to start? What you want to jump into today, man? Got a lot going on in sports, man. Chicago Sky upset my Connecticut Sun.
Was it an upset? Really?
Yes, it was an upset. Yeah. I think the Sun were one seed. Candace Parker. She did her thing. Matter of fact, we should bring Tone in real quick because I know Tone was watching that WNBA game. Mm-hmm. Tone, you trying to jump? Yeah. What up, Tone?
What's up? How's it going?
It's our producer, Tone, man. The man, he got the WNBA hat on right now, man. You was locked in with your daughters last night, right?
I was, yeah, yeah. Interestingly enough, when I was 13, I wrote a letter to Rebecca Lobo, UConn great.
UConn GOAT.
She wrote me back right before the 96 Olympics. Ever since then, I've really been a women's basketball fan. I love women's basketball. I love basketball in general, but women's basketball. And it hit me last night. My daughters are 13 and 14. Both of them want to, like, make it to the, you know, the W play. And so it was like, man, I was like, Rebecca Lowe was calling the game. We're watching the game. They love Candace Parker, so they were pumped. They were rooting for the Sky. So big, big upset, though. The Sky were the sixth seed, and then obviously the Sun were the first seed. So
yeah,
and then they're about, and then the other game went to game five. So game five in the Mercury and Aces series. And that game, that might be an upset too, because it's a 2-5. So
when are they playing that one?
I think they play Friday. I think it's
okay,
Friday.
So. Yeah, I actually went out to a Sun Sky game when I was out there in Connecticut. The Sun ended up getting the victory. But Sky got a squad though. They got a squad. Diamond, obviously Candace. A lot of people thought Candace. They were saying Candace was washed.
Was washed up.
Yeah. No, she balling though.
Yeah, she's one of the goats, man. One of the legends. So
yeah,
feel bad for my son, but you know, happy for Candace. She's still doing her thing.
Hey man, they got some UConn players on the Sky, so you can
come on, man. We everywhere, man. We everywhere, man.
You know, I know. I was trying to make it feel better, D, but
yeah, yeah. Just don't talk about football right now. I'm already hot about that. But so we got WNBA basketball we just talked about. Did you tap into any of y'all catch the baseball game last night? Dodgers Cardinals.
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah.
I did not, but you know, I tapped in. I asked y'all the other night. I'm like, man, y'all watching this y'all Red Sox Yankees joint?
Yeah,
that was.
How
good
you
one.
Feel about that one?
Hey, man, you know, again, I'm not a huge, huge baseball fan. You know, around this time, you know, when things casually are getting into the thick, getting into the thick of things, I will casually watch. But I know it was some questionable decisions being made in that game. I don't know if that cost them the game or not, talking about the Yankees, but the part that I was watching, it was definitely some questionable decision making. But above all else, man, it was a good game, man. Great game. Great energy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know that that rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees go a long way back. But it was some good TV, man. Some good stuff to watch.
Definitely,
yeah, I found out about that rivalry early on in my professional athlete career, being drafted up there in New England.
was you walk around with a Yankees hat on.
Walk around with a Yankee fitted on. You know that's a staple in the culture. A nice Yankee fit, especially going up north. But up there in a lot of places, you wear a hat and people assume you're a fan of that team. But I got damn near every baseball hat. I got more baseball hats than any other sport. So but you walk around Boston with that Yankees hat. Big no. I want to say Brady may have done it one time too, and they made a big deal out of it. That's like wearing the wrong gang colors, man. Found out quick.
That's a no-no up there.
Big.
They don't even like other teams, man. I was up north a little bit. I actually went to the stadium, the Boston Red Sox stadium, and I had a Detroit hat on, but I was just taking a tour of the stadium, and they gave me crap for that.
Get that shit out of here. Turn that shit around, man. But
put that shit on your
hell yeah. That game last night though was a good game though. Low scoring, walk off home run. Who was it? Chris Taylor at the end, yep. I think bottom of the ninth, and it was a decision that was made in the fifth inning. I know y'all weren't watching that, but they pulled Mad Max in the fifth inning. Yeah, he was already up to like 90 something pitches, couldn't really find his zone. I was mad that they pulled him out. Then it was a kind of a winner take all type game situation. I feel like that's that's why you bring that guy there, but the bullpen held it down, and low scoring game. Big walk off home run to start off that side of things, as Pat would call it, the NFC side of things, NFC Mega Bowl. But it was some good baseball. Excited, low scoring, so it wasn't like a bunch of home runs out the park. But I like watching good baseball. Big baseball guy. Big baseball.
You're gonna have pitchers duels on that on these first couple playoff series, because you're gonna have your ace going almost every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's part of the reason why they pulled Max, most likely so they're looking forward to the next series where they might need him to start two games. So,
but damn, even in a winner take all situation, you still looking forward like that?
They're the Dodgers, man. They're stacked.
Yeah, I guess that's why they got the
bullpen. And they have one of the best closers.
You got the bullpen. Yeah, that's what I say. Like, hey, y'all got to hold y'all weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. Shoot, Cardinals didn't have a bad bullpen either. I forget the kid, the big kid's name. I want to say he's young too, but he did his thing. He's throwing heat too. Man. Appreciate your insight, your expertise, Tone.
Yeah, I think this is my first official appearance, like on live action.
Welcome, man. We're gonna have to get you next time. The Lions got a primetime game.
They should never have a primetime game.
Hey, that's what I'm about to say. So you won't be back, baby.
I don't think we do a Thanksgiving show. That's the next time we'll be on primetime.
Oh, man. Man.
You guys have a great show.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Tom.
Appreciate you, man. So, yeah, man, we got a lot of things to get to. Obviously, the NFL, there's a lot of news breaking yesterday. Stephon Gilmore, the news came out early in the morning that he was going to be released from the Patriots. He ended up being traded before that 4 o'clock deadline to the Panthers for a 2023 sixth-round pick. So the Panthers
been – steal.
That's a steal, in my opinion, for the Panthers. They've been willing to deal in. Just dealt Dan Arnold and I think a third-round pick maybe for C.J. Henderson a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so now they've added – shoot, two more corners, obviously Gilmore, all pro type corner. CJ Henderson, still young, finding his way, first round talent though. And then you drafted JC Horn, who'll be out this year on IR. But what you thought about that move? You like it? You love it? What's your thoughts on the Patriots side and the Panther side?
Well, I'm going to start off with the Panther side. Shout out to Gilly. Going back home. He's going back home. He's from South Carolina, so I think that fits well for him. But then for the Carolina Panthers, man, I just think it's a great pickup for them and what they had to give up. I think he's well worth above a sixth round pick. So for them to be able to get
these GMs be thinking, man,
right? So for him, for the Panthers to be able to get him. And like you said, you just dealt with CJ Henderson. You got JC Horn on IR this year. So now next year when you come back, man, you got three guys that's gonna solidify your corner spot and your nickel spot. So I love to see it. And then on the Patriots side, I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know if it was I know he was on his contract year. I don't know if, you know, the Patriots
kind of been brewing.
Yeah, been brewing, and I don't know if they've seen some, but obviously they've done this a number of times. So, yeah. You know, I'll see how it pans out for them, but I'm really excited for the Panthers and having that addition on already a very, very, very good defense.
Very, very good defense. And I think for the Patriots, having J.C. Jackson, you know, makes this move easier for them. You know, they've had some great number one corners. If you think about it, down the, you know, from Ty Law to Zant, and you had you know, Revis in there, you had Malcolm Butler, and then Gilly, who was 4 years, two all pros, a defensive player of the year. And I feel like Tlaib came in there for a year. So they kind of know, or they kind of have, you know, moved on and been successful with moving on. I feel like J.C. Jackson, with how he's been playing the last few years, in that number one role a lot, because, you know, Gilly was dealing with injuries, and now, you know, the contract situation reached a breaking point. I think that made it easier for him to go forward. But I was surprised that they only got a six-round pick for him. You know, I saw the savviness of them putting the news out in the morning and then, you know, giving them that window till 4 o'clock to make a deal. But I'm just surprised that nobody else, I'm assuming they didn't want to keep him in the AFC, but nobody else from the NFC, you know, jumped up there and, you know, made a better offer. But, you know,
as a player,
what do we know?
As a player, how would you, I mean, obviously, I mean, it really don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But as a player, you see a team give up. Well, if you Gilly, you like, man, just a six rounder. That's it.
And part of it is that team got to be able to take on that contract.
Take on that contract.
You know, he's got a big contract, and potentially maybe even restructure it. You know what I mean? So I know Carolina has the money, and then you know, you got C.J. Henderson, the other corner that's still on his rookie deal. Dante Axon Jackson still on his rookie deal. Who's it? J.C. Horn, they just drafted him. So you don't really have a high-paid corner now before bringing in Gilmore. So maybe they will make him happy with that contract.
Who's the odd man out?
I mean, you know the NFL is kind of, you know, what have you done for me lately? So I would think Jackson potentially going into next year would be that odd man out, because they are going out and signing and trading and doing all these things to bring in other guys. Now, it is a league where, you know, you need a lot of corners, but I'm sure Jackson is going to want his money. You know, it's going to be his first time touching the market. So are they going to pay Gilmore? Are they going to pay Jackson? You know what I mean? So I think he may be the odd man out, but we'll see, though. We'll see. We shall see. I wanted to see him end up with the Ravens or the Chargers, honestly. That's why
I thought Kansas City would have been a good fit from out there. Kansas City needs some help on that side of the ball. But I know he's happy to go back to the crib.
Shit, I bet he is. He'll probably, I don't know. Because I think the Panthers may potentially be some money, might start looking a little funny in the light. Potentially. You know, we shall see. Another
overreaction Thursday. But go ahead.
That's definitely not overreaction.
Overreaction.
Who is Carolina playing this week? Carolina has,
after one loss,
the Eagles.
To a good Dallas Cowboys team.
Eagles at the Panthers this week. I already got it written down. Panthers are favorite. Got the Eagles plus 3.5.
You'll
Eagles plus 3.5. You said
you'll
what?
Change that. You gonna change that pick?
PFF, you know what I'm saying? You said you think I'm gonna change? You think I'm gonna go back?
Yeah, if you a smart guy, you know, you tweeted something yesterday. Old guy that changes his mind all the time is a smart guy.
Hey, the smartest people in the world, man. They gather information, and you know, they change their mind. That's what happens. That's, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. But it's nothing wrong with that at all. Who we got, man? Let me see. We already talked about the Gilmore news. Another somewhat surprised. This is surprising. You know, his playing time wasn't there. You just asked about the odd man out in Carolina. Jalen Smith was the odd man out in Dallas. You know, they drafted two linebackers, I want to say, in the top four rounds this year. And you still got 55 there. It released Jalen Smith, still on 7.2
seven of them things.
So that was somewhat surprising. What did you think when you saw this?
Again, surprised. I was surprised by the move. And then, like you said, Owen still having to owe him $7 million. But again, man, we got the young boys in there. They playing some really good ball. And, you know, instead of – I think they kind of did him a favor. Instead of just putting you on the bench and you not seeing the time that you wanted to see, and as a player and being a competitor, that will get to you at some point in time. Even though you can be a team player, but you knowing that you are capable of going out there and playing, of course, you know, yeah, you want to play. So I think kind of did him a favor. And then, you know, he got signed by a pretty good Green Bay team. So, you know, surprised to see it. But, hey, that's part of the business.
It should be motivating for him. I know he went through a lot. He had a tough, tough injury in his college career, fought his way back. You can see the talent. You can see the athleticism. I just think we talked about it a couple episodes, you know, about film study and preparing and all those different things. Just watching him play, I feel like that'll pay huge dividends for him going forward. If he can, you know, dive into that playbook more, dive into, you know, watching film on the iPad and preparing for Sundays, because he has the talent. It's undeniable. Yeah. But if he can anticipate things better, and better use that talent and his skill set, I think he'd be pretty good. He could be the best linebacker in Green Bay. And like you said, that's a team that's built, you know, to contend. So he may see the Dallas Cowboys at some point down the line this season, in the postseason. So, but like you said, they did him a favor.
Hey.
Cut him, and he signed. He landed on his feet with Green Bay with a good squad. So don't feel bad for him, man.
Nah, not at all. You still getting seven of them things, baby.
Still getting that bag, so he ain't tripping. Thursday night, though, got a good one. Like some of these Thursday night, been some stinkers, but we got a good one out of the NFC West. The LA Rams coming off a loss at the Seattle Seahawks, coming off a win over the 49ers. Man, the Rams are favored by 2.5 points in this one on the road. Who you liking?
I don't know yet, D, but.
You don't know what time.
I don't know yet.
What time we got? Should we got about?
We got some miles.
About 8 hours.
Hey, I think this is gonna be a tough one, man. Like you said, the Rams coming off a tough loss. Both teams coming, you know, short week. I think that kind of pays dividends to the Rams. You know, you don't have an entire week to think about, you know, what you did previous game. You can jump right into it. And seeing they know each other. That's one thing about these divisional games. You know what that your opposing team does. You know them like the back of your hand. So it's going to be a good one, man. I don't know which way I'm leaning right now, though.
I know which way I'm leaning.
It's over here,
right? Let me see. I picked Seattle last week.
You want Seattle?
I picked Seattle last week to beat the Niners, and they handled business. I'm going to Rams, though, man. Rams not going to lose two in a row. They got their ass whooped against the Cardinals last week. And like you said, that's the best time to have a Thursday night game. You go out there and get handled, especially as a good team. You want to go out there and get that out your system as fast as possible. So you got another divisional opponent right here. You can't go out there and drop two division games. I feel like they'll go out there and handle business against this Seahawks team. Hey. His offense get back on track. I think they get Robert Woods more involved this week, man. They got to get two more involved in the game plan.
Going out in Seattle, man, it's a tough place to play out there. It's loud Thursday night.
Oh, they're going to be loud. Last time I played in Seattle was Sunday night. And whoo.
Man, that thing gets so loud in there.
Ooh, yeah, we felt that 12th man in there that night. It was ugly, but but yeah, so the Lions 2.5, it may have moved to 3. I just saw somebody say something, but I like the Rams to win that game, and I like the Rams to cover.
Okay.
But it's gonna be a good one. I'm glad we got a good one. I might go somewhere and watch this one.
I'll give y'all my pick shortly.
Yeah, man, we're gonna need that. We're gonna need the graphic. Tony, throw the graphic up at some point. Damn, somebody said Rams by 17. Tanner Tuttle, confident, huh?
Ooh. Seattle defense has been struggling.
Stafford Wilson. Yeah, they have been struggling. They have. Except for my dog Diggs. Diggs out there balling. Yeah, I went with Stafford, man. I got to bet on Stafford in this one. Next time they meet, I'll probably go with Seattle. We'll probably go with Russ. Russ did me. He made some plays last week. What else we got, man? Let's see.
What else we got over there?
Let's see, man.
Yeah, we got to kill the force today.
What good? I'm trying to find some good matchup. Oh, we got obviously more news. I don't know how I didn't come out with this. Justin Fields, Matt Nagy, finally, you know, has done what the whole football world has been waiting for him to do for a while now, it seems. Name Justin Fields the starter for the rest of the season. I know you were on board with him starting Andy Dalton out the gate. You felt like, hey, Fields not ready. Wait till he gets ready. No need to rush at this point. How do you feel about, you know, this transition now? Obviously, Dalton got hurt. He came in, he played terrible. Everything was terrible and shitty the first week. Next week showed a lot of promise with somebody else calling the plays, Bill Lazor. How do you feel about him being named the starter for the rest of the year?
You know, again, like you said, I was for Andy Dalton starting. I was for that decision. But I
and Andy didn't look bad either. I got to tell you that.
You were more saying, hey, Justin Fields is either throw him in the fire. And I said at some point Justin Fields is going to be the starter of this team this year. You know, now when is that going to be? You know. Boom, we didn't know at that time, but you know, now Justin Fields is a star. I don't think it's a horrible move. Say, you know, his two games that he played, one game was horrible, but that whole team was horrible that week. Last week he played a little better with a different play caller. So you know, I'm excited, man, and be able to see what he can do. Like you said, new play caller. So we're gonna see. So
yeah,
see
where
he can take this Chicago Bears team.
I'm excited for him too, man, because they still got a good defense. And just his potential. And we know, you know, potential get motherfuckers fired every day. But yeah. he has the potential. He's young. We saw some glimpses last week. I just feel like, you know, even the way just watching from outside in, you know, I'm not in the locker room with him, but he seems like he's wired kind of to be that, you know, composed, competitive leader. I see a little bit of, I would say, Justin Herbert in him as far as personality-wise, personality traits. So I don't mind that at the quarterback position. I like it, actually. So they got the Raiders this week, Las Vegas Raiders, who are coming off their first loss of the season against the young, great Justin Herbert. Chicago Bears at the Raiders. Raiders are favored by 5.5 points in this one. Now, don't talk me out of this, but I'm thinking about taking Bears with the points in this one.
Hey, man, do your thing, baby. I'm going Raiders.
I'm thinking about taking the Bears with the points in this one.
Not me. I'm going Raiders money line and against the spread.
So you were very decisive with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Bears win. The Bears. Win over the Lions, that didn't move the needle for you.
Ah, I mean, shit, you played 9 years in the league. I hope that didn't move the needle for you. But if it did, that's on you, D-Buck. That's on you, my guy. I need to see it against, you know, some good competition.
I'll take the Raiders money line in this one as well, but I would definitely take the Bears with the points. I think they cover the spread. I think Phil just, you know, You don't have a book on them yet. You know, the Raiders, that pass rush has been vicious to start the season off. They banged up at the cornerback position, though. Casey Hayward has been playing well, but Trevon Mullen was dealing with an injury. Arnett got hurt. He got a groin. So when you saw the Bucs struggle with that. And his teams, once you start going down, because you know those corners, the backup corners, those guys are playing special teams
special
as well.
Teams, yeah.
So when you're preparing, it's only so many hours you can prepare and so many reps that we talk about reps all the time and practice going around. And those guys not really getting many reps. Most of the reps that they're getting throughout the year on scout team and not really making those checks, making those adjustments, doing that. Some guys get in there and they take advantage of opportunities and play well. But for a lot, as a defensive play caller, you got to kind of scale back and do these different things. So those struggles in the secondary combined with Justin Fields and that fresh Mooney out there balling. We know where Allen Robinson is. David Montgomery is out, though. But Damian Williams is more to capable.
Guess what can help with those problems in the secondary?
Pass rush.
Hey, there you go.
Guys. Pass rush.
Guys.
Against the Bears offensive line. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, that's why it's football. They got to go out there and play the game.
You got to go to play the game. You're exactly right, D-Bot.
You got to go. And another reps. So a report came out. I think his name is Leatherwood, the first round pick that the Raiders drafted, the right tackle. It's been reports that he was moving around the left guard, right guard, in one practice. So, I mean, I don't know where they're going with that. I don't think you can get better as a young player, especially bouncing around. I guess like journeyman stuff, bouncing around the line. So, Raiders defense banged up. You know what? You know what? Chicago Bears money line.
There you go.
Bears, what's plus 200? Chicago Bears money line. Lock me in. It's plus 200 right now on FanDuel.
Lock men.
Zach, not a single old lineman on the Bears can block Max.
Don't tell him nothing, Zach.
No, nobody been able to block Mad Max this year. I ain't going to lie to you. But
don't tell him nothing, Zach. He's trying to get that.
Justin Fields, get up out of there, man.
Hey, young boy, nice now. You got Yannick, you got Mad Max. I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough, man.
They've been getting after, but
front four Raiders, man, y'all do your thing.
I'm gonna stick with it. They gonna need them. They gonna need them bad too.
For sure.
So you sticking with the what else we got, man? Let me see this. I was interested in this game as well. I want to say this line started off with the Browns being favored. Baker Mayfield dealing with a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. They says could it be potentially affecting his accuracy. His accuracy has been all over the place these last couple of weeks. But 3-1 Cleveland Browns at the 3-1 Los Angeles Chargers, who are favored by 2 in this game. I expect this to be a good game, but you know where I'm going with this one.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going with this one. I'm going with the Chargers, baby. Shout out to the Guiltiest Charge podcast. I was on there yesterday or the day before. Good pod, man. Good fan base tapping into. You know, I'm the leader.
Tone, you got our records? Fan club.
I don't know, Tone. I don't see him in the background.
How did you do last week?
Who had a good week last week, betting? Matter of fact, who picked? Because
how was my week last week? Let me check that.
It ended well with the Chargers winning the covering, but
Kevin
Kurnick, your boat fam now, D Blood. Thank you for that interview. Hey, appreciate you, gang. Boat up. Bowed up, baby. That pick, they knocked that pick out the park to their first round. That left tackle, he's the truth.
So last week I was 7-7 against the money line, and 8-6 against the spread on Sunday, this past Sunday. D-Bud, you were 5-9 against the money line.
Come on, ain't nobody asked you that now, bro.
Seven against the spread. You know, I thought the people should know.
And nobody asked that, man.
I thought people should know.
You know what? I took it. So I did circle. The Hammer Down boys put the lines out early on Sunday, and I should have circled it. I mean, I should have bet it when I circled it because the Chargers were underdogs at that point. And now the line has moved 3 points. So I'd have missed out 3 points, man. Sometimes you got to lock in and jump in on that bet early.
You changed your mind, huh?
No, I still like them to win a cover, but I could have got them with a point. Like, that's, you know, you don't want to miss out on that value at that point, you know? I'm shitty about that's a missed opportunity right there. But so that's a lesson learned. I got to take my break early today, though.
And dang, I can't see the comments.
Ah, shit.
Arky Grid a second. Do you think we will get a glimpse of the Big Ben that was? I think that has surpassed us, Arky Grid. I think it's time to put one of the young boys in there and just see what they can do. Big Ben had a hell of a career, but again, I just think Father Time has caught up.
Yeah, it's over with. It's over with, huh? And Big Ben, I saw him make some comments about what do you make? Some of his what? Can you hear me?
Oh, go back out and come back in, bro.
Yeah. Yo, yo. Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Authentic in the beard, man. Shout out. I love DC, man. My guy Serge, man. That's the big homie.
You can hear me, AB?
Hey, your mic sound crazy.
What? Man, the people, man. How my mic sounding, y'all? I think AB tripping, man.
It might be me there.
You ain't even on the spectrum either. You're at your folks' crib. Mike,
take
good.
Me out. Hey, take me off the chat.
All right. I can still see you in the background. Let me know you're ready to jump back in, AB. But yeah, let me answer a couple questions too. I saw somebody say when that line moved like that, that typically means it's going to be a blowout. Yeah. Yeah, I can see a potential blowout there. I can definitely see a potential blowout. But you know what? Let me get to one of these mailbag questions. Nick, one thing about Nick. Nick going to send a mailbag. He going to get his question answered. You better believe that. Let me see if AB ready. Hold on. You good? Nah, AB ain't good yet. Let's get Nick.
AB, DB, happy Monday. My question for you guys is, we've seen Trayvon Diggs kind of pop off. Is there any other corners or DBs that have impressed you guys so far this season? And who is in that kind of 1A tier as far as corners go? Thank you.
Oh man, that's a good question. A lot of good corners. Casey Hayward out there in Las Vegas has been balling this year. Has been locked down this year. You said DBs though. So Jordan Whitehead out in Tampa Bay. I don't think he gets a lot of pub. He's been balling. He's been dominating this year to safety position. He damn near single-handedly won that game. Or help the Bucks win that game in the NFC Championship, if you remember, before he went out. So Whitehead, Curse even, in the same secondary with Trevon Diggs. Curse, you know, didn't have the best start to his career out there in Minnesota, but he's really found his footing out there in Dallas. So a lot of young players, man, a lot of players in general playing some really good football right now. Still early in the season. Murphy out there in Arizona. Kind of flies under the radar. Let's see if AB, you can hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, bet. We good, man. We good. We back, baby. Let's see what Tone got in the mailbag. Matter of fact, these were from Monday that we didn't get to.
All right, I got two quick questions for you. One, we're through one quarter of the season. What are your biggest surprises and your biggest disappointments so far for the season that is happening? And then also, since it's October and everyone's getting all Halloween-y now, what's your favorite Halloween costume you ever had?
Oh, go ahead, AB. You probably had some fire Halloween costumes.
Man, I remember one year we had a Halloween party in Indy. We had a party at 6. My man, shout out to Marlon Jackson, man. His Fight for Life Halloween costume party, and I came in as what was my guy's name on Gladiator.
On Gladiator.
Yeah, the movie Gladiator.
Russell Crowe? What?
Yeah, well, it was definitely Russell Crowe, but I'm trying to figure out.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
But that was, I think that was one of my best costumes.
Man, that shit was probably weak.
That shit was gonna hate, man.
We had a my rookie year, matter of fact, we had a big Halloween party in New England. Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
You might have maybe go watch him joint. Hold on. He said Marcus Aurelius. Which one was it, now?
Huh?
I'm saying which one was it? Mac, okay.
Was it Marcus?
I said Marcus. I don't know. What's my bet? I dressed up as Scorpion one year.
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat?
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, yeah.
That shit was hard.
Hard as shit. But I ain't really dressed up. I probably dressed up probably 3-4 times in my life. But that was definitely, I put some effort into that one. Put some money into that one. So that definitely ranks number one for me. Maximus.
Marcus.
Decimus Meridius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. I have my vengeance this life.
Yo, that was my go-to movie, man.
Bro. I used to watch. Is there any movies you would watch the night before the game or day of a game or something like that?
So, every Friday night before the game, Gladiator was that movie that I watched in college.
I feel like Troy was more gangster than me, though.
You said Troy was more gangster?
Troy, yeah. Achilles, you know what I mean? But that, how the movie started, when they first went and got him, and he was in there laid up like my dog Irvin. You know, vibing. He
said like your dog Irvin. Hey. Troy was tough. Troy was tough. I just think the storyline for Gladiator was crazy. And then, you know, when the Jay, it's like, are you now entertained? Like, is this what y'all wanted to see? You know what I'm saying? So going from gangster, the leader to the son hating, son mm-hmm. killing the pops, to the, you know, them capturing him, they killing his wife, his son, and then he was able to go in and become a leader of the men. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, this is how we're gonna do it. You know what I mean? And to be in the Coliseum and over, like, yo, that shit was just, it was just real to me, you know what I'm saying? And then for him to be able to get his turn with the Sun one-on-one in the Coliseum.
That shit was hard. It was hard. Storyline was hard.
I don't know, man. But Troy was tough, too, though.
Troy was tough. And another one, Achilles. I had to come out of college because we watched this as a DB group, and then we actually kind of made this a little part of our one of our pregame breakdowns, which was hard as fuck. But 300.
Yeah.
When that movie came out, oh man, I probably watched that movie 100 times, bro. That shit was hard. What is your profession? So we might have to take a little poll. Gladiator, Troy, 300. Is there one more in there? Braveheart.
Nah, we keep it at that three right there.
Oh, Gladiator, Troy, 300. Yeah. Matter of fact, y'all start voting right now. But everybody wanted to be a Spartan.
that was a tough movie.
Gavin said Troy by a landslide. That Troy shit was hard. But yeah, we got to get some results on that. I'm gonna put that poll up on my Twitter, and we're gonna see what we get, man. All right, man. Let's talk about this this deal we finally finished yesterday, man. The man to man part. You know, it's been just us from the jump. You know what I mean? Me, AB Tone, doing this thing, and now we got a partner gonna help us distribute this podcast, do some other things. We have joined forces. with Blue Wire, man. Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to the mob out there. Got a dope studio out there in Vegas too that we'll be able to use whenever we get out there. But how you feel about the Blue Wire deal, man? We finally got it done.
Man, I'm excited, man. It's been a long time coming in because it's crazy how everything come back full circle, man. You know, we had told the Blue Wire almost like a year ago. And, you know, we just wasn't able, you know, to get it done at that time. But, again, man, you know, things come back full circle, man. So I'm definitely excited to be a part of the team. We family now. And like you said, you know, they got a dope studio out there in Vegas, man. They doing a lot of good things for podcasts like the Man to Man. So,
yeah,
excited to see where this can go. And everybody else that's been on this ride with us from day one, man, you know, we're going to continue to, as I tell D-Buck, man, it's a steady grind, man, you know, just slowly day by steady, day.
You know, brick by brick. Mm-hmm. But, you know, appreciate Blue Wire. Like you said, full circle. Kevin was one of the first people we talked to when we got to this podcast space. And then they have grown so much and acquired so many other podcasts in the network. I know Chris Long joined with them. Chris Long, Green Light. We got to have him on soon. Actually, Chris Carter, his Wide Receiver One podcast, and many, many others. So I'm happy about the partnership. I'm excited about it. You know, we gang
look good up there.
Blue white, you know what I mean? Look, yeah, it fits. Man. We might have to change our little red outline, make it blue. You know what I mean? It fits, you know? So good people over there. Shout out to everybody who helped, you know, make it happen. But, you know, a lot of y'all been from the beginning. This is still, you know, we early on right now. So we rocking, man. So appreciate the congrats and all that. We in here, man. Gerard Butler would kick Brad Pitt's ass, though, for sure. Oh, no, girl.
Hey. You talking about doing the poll. Give us your one, your two, and your three between Gladiator Troy and 300.
300 number one for me. I'm sorry. 300 number one, like, just how... You know, the whole story about how they just babies, if they thrown off the cliff from the jump, you getting put out there in the wild and shit. You got to kill all, just the whole storyline was gangster. Just how, and then, you know, the odds were against him. They never surrendered, you know. So I got to go 301, Troy 2, Gladiator 3. But man, 300, man, where I was in my life at that point, being on the college team, captain of the college team, like, it was, you know.
Man, I gotta go the opposite way around, right? I'm going Gladiator, man. Maximus, he was a leader of men. You know what I'm saying? He was a leader of men. You know, when you seen him, even when it was at war, you know, he was the leader, but he wasn't in the front, he wasn't in the back, he was in the middle of them boys when they was going to attack, you know what I'm saying? So, and even as I give you the story where when he did get captured and when they locked up, how he brought those men together, you know what I mean? He brought those men together where they was all individuals, and he had that voice where the men could believe in him, and they knew, they seen it in him, like, look, this man, he gonna take us to where we need to get to, you know what I'm saying? So again, I think for me, it just kind of like, yo, this is a leader of real men. And to be in the Coliseum in front of all them people and get them people what they want. Hey, man, it's Gladiator 1 for me, Troy 2, and 300.
Oh, number 3. 300, man. What did he say to the dude when he kicked him in that hole? Motherfuckers used to fuck with me too and say that was me who got kicked in the hole too. Assholes.
Nah, but it's a tough one, man. It's a
that
tough
the,
one.
That was the messenger.
Say it again.
Nah, but he kicked. What did he say? That ain't what he said. This is Sparta. Is that when he said it? When he delivered the message,
and then he kicked him in his chest, boy. Like,
yeah, that's what he hit him with. That this is Sparta. Yeah, kicked his ass down that hole, man. Man, even oh boy, wife was gangster, man. Leonidas, his wife, man. Come on, man. I gotta go 300. But I mean, you can't go wrong, honestly. This is those three great movies. People gonna have a different opinion. It was just where I was in my life with that 300 shit. That it was that shit made me get on a whole different workout plan and all. So yeah, these fucking different. But hard. They are all hard, man. What else we got, man? Man. Any more good games you want to take a peek at?
Yeah, put some games up there.
Any more good games you want to take a peek at? This this New York Giants game. Giants coming off their first win. Your guy, Daniel Jones. We've been saying he's been playing some good football this year. I was tough on him coming into the year. They only got one win, but he's been playing better. Had 400 yards last week. 1-3 Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys favored by a touchdown at home. Who you got in this one early?
Like you said, man, Daniel Jones been playing some good ball. Saquon had a great, great game last week against the Saints, New Orleans Saints, man. But I like what I'm seeing over there in Dallas, man, on both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball. I think I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys on this one.
To win and cover? I got them winning. I got the Cowboys winning. I got the Giants winning. Covering, though.
7 points. I don't know. I might go Dallas on against the spread as well.
Yeah, Cowboys look good, man. They look damn good on offense. They just handled the Eagles. They just handled the Panthers handily. And the best thing about them is balance, man. They're balanced on offense, run game, pass game. Everybody's involved. Everybody's available. And then defensively. You know, Dan Quinn got them boys humming on the defensive side of the ball, running, being physical. Mm-hmm. So I definitely have them winning. But the Giants are coming along, man. They've been close in a few games. Daniel Jones is playing better. And he always sneak up on people somehow, some way with his legs. So I feel like it's going to be a player two in this game.
I don't know how you sneak it up on people no more.
He's still sneaking up. This cat running 4-5 out there, legit. So Saquon's back. He looked like he's back. I think they make this a dog fight and make it close. It's a divisional game, but I like the Cowboys win it at home. At home. This would be a good one too, I think. The 2-2 49ers, we'll see who'll be starting that quarterback there. I don't want to get into that quarterback situation anymore. At the Arizona Cardinals, who are favored by 5 points.
Let's talk about it.
The undefeated Arizona Cardinals at home, favored by 5.5 points. Who you got in this one, man?
I got the Cardinals, man. Got them money line and against the spread. They're playing well right now. They're flying high.
they looking good right now. Who did I
look real good, man? Both sides of the ball. Kyler Murray, AJ Green, which I thought was a great pickup for them in the offseason. He's balling. Defensive side of the ball is doing what they do, man. I'm definitely going to Cardinals here. Monday night and against the spread.
I feel like at some point the Cardinals got to have a little trip up. They got to have a little hiccup.
This week?
You know, I'm going to say I think Trey Lance is going to get the start, and I think Trey Lance is going to have a good game. He didn't look great last week, but I think Kyle Shanahan with a full week and a full real game playing to Trey Lance. I don't think the Cardinals be ready for it this week. Maybe the next time these teams face off, but this week, you know, because that front, Bosa and D Ford have been playing well. So I'm gonna take the Niners with the points, man. I'm not gonna go as far as taking the money line, but if I just had to pick one or the other, I would go with the Niners with 5 points on the road.
Did you against the spread last week?
I picked the Cardinals against the spread against the Rams last week. Cardinals, man, they've been playing almost too good at this point throughout the season. You coming too off good? That high whooping the Rams, I think you get a little shit. I could be wrong very easily. Another team who's been playing too good these last few weeks, the Buffalo Bills, you know, put up 35, 43, and 40 in back-to-back-to-back weeks after losing to the Steelers to open the season up.
Offense. I already told you I'm going with this one.
Defense is looking good. They are on the road at the Chiefs. And even with all that being said, they are 3-point underdogs against the Chiefs this week on Sunday Night Football.
Who you got in this one?
Buffalo Bills. I got Buffalo Bills. Obviously, it's going to be tough going into Arrowhead on Sunday night. But again, if we're looking at the teams, I would say these two offenses, I think Josh Gordon's going to be up this week.
He's going to be active.
So if you look at the offense of the Buffalo Bills in Kansas City, you know, you can kind of put it on the scale and, you know, it might even out. But on the defensive side of the ball, Kansas City, they're struggling this year. They're struggling. And Josh Allen and company, they've been hot. So in this one, I'm going Buffalo Bills winning. And I've
that defense, man, that Chiefs defense worries me a lot. Jalen Hurts had his best game against them. Justin Herbert had his way with them. Lamar Jackson, you know, even starting off that game as bad as he did, so it's tough. You're going up against Josh Allen. You got to gamble these quarterbacks. That Bills defense, on the other hand, look good. So I may be with you on this one. I may be, damn, am I picking on underdogs this week? I may have the Bills this week too. And now the more I think about, Kyler Murray just keep popping in my head with that San Fran pick. Kyler Murray.
Hey, don't
think. Rewind. Don't lock that Niners Cardinals pick in yet. Don't lock it in just yet. I got to gather some more information.
You watch film.
That film look good with the Chiefs. You watch with the Cardinals. Damn good. Let me see what the over under is on this Chiefs Bills game. Over under is set at 56.5. What you like there? Sunday night football. Over. Two of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Over? Yeah.
I think both teams put up 30 this game. That's just my opinion. Yeah, I think both teams put up 30 this game, especially with Josh Gordon in the mix. Josh Gordon. Because if you're the Buffalo Bills defense, Josh Gordon got to show you something.
You definitely do. I'm taking Tyreek Hill out the game.
Taking 10 out the game. We taking 87 out the game. I don't even know what number Gordon is, but he got to show me he's still that dude. May very well still be that dude.
No question. But
he may very well still be that guy. But you got to show me. But I think I'm gonna take that over too. And then, hey, yo. Hold on, I saw a comment. We won't get to it though. Hey, authentic in the beard. Bro, Flash might come out the gates frying.
He just might.
You know, I saw a couple pictures with him in practice, and he looks like he's still in shape. Look like he's still that dude. But we shall see. You got to show you. Know, he's been out the game for a minute. You got to show me, cuz.
But like you said, with 56.5.
56.5. It's over under Sunday night football.
I'm definitely going on that.
And then we got We got our Colts at the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. The Ravens at home are favored by a touchdown. 3-1 Ravens. Colts are 1-3 coming off our first win of the season over the Dolphins. We played Lamar tough last year.
Oh
no, we're gonna have to get back to this one. Saturday, I'm gonna get back to y'all on Saturday about this one here. But yes, good games this week, man.
Great games, man.
Good games, good matchup.
New England, they got been let down as far as matchups so far this year. There's been some good games out here.
Detroit at the Vikings. Vikings 9.5 point favorites. I'm taking the Lions to cover that. They're going to cover that 9.5.
Which
They're going to cover that 9.5. Minnesota will win, I think, but they're going to cover that 9.5. Dolphins at the Bucks. Bucks 10-point favorites. Bucks might cover.
Yeah, I got the Bucks all the way around on that one.
Yeah, I think the Bucks cover on that. New Orleans Saints, who knows who they are. 2.5-point favorites against the Washington football team in the
The Washington football team.
Yeah? At home? 2.5-point dogs?
Possibly.
Okay. Okay. What else we got? Philly and Carolina. We talked about this one. I'm with the Eagles for now, but that could change. We got AB's New York Jets. 1-3 New York Jets at the Atlanta Falcons. 1-3 as well. They're 3-point favorites. The Atlanta Falcons are. I like the Falcons in this one. I think I like the Falcons in this one. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons in this one, I think. But, you know, some good games this week, man.
Yeah.
Good games, potentially. You know, it's been some good weeks of football, man. It's about that time. Y'all know what to do. Slide over to the Pat McAfee Show, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. We'll be back on Saturday with our picks.
Yep.
And Monday as well. And we already got a nice, hilarious guest lined up next week. We may even get two, man. Woo. But I appreciate y'all for rocking with us.
Man to man, Blue Wire, baby.
Yes, sir. We in here.
Appreciate y'all.
We in here. Appreciate y'all. We out.
Peace.